The old service berry, you guys know about amelanchiers, right? 10 to 25 feet really depends on the species that you get. There's a lot of different species out there. Moist, well-drained, kind of variable soil. It doesn't want to sit in wet soil, so not on the edge of the pond. But it doesn't really like, they don't really like to dry out either, so you got to be a little bit careful with that. It has to be well-drained. It doesn't want to sit in water. Full sun to part shade, depending on the species. And the zone 2 to 8 is dependent upon the species. But there's a lot of different service berries out there, amelanchiers, that you could use. Kind of a medium-sized tree. We often get them multi-stem, though I've planted them as single stem. It could be your one tree as a single trunk. But you can also get multi-stem ones and nice flower in the spring, and then they make fruits and the birds hang out in them a lot. Good form for the winter garden. Nice branching and stuff like that. So it adds to the winter garden. Black gum. This is one of my favorite. Wet spot, no problem. Plant a black gum. 30 to 50 feet, so this is a bigger tree. It'll grow faster if it's wetter. It can take a lot of different soils, but it really does like wet soils. I've used it on the edges of wetlands and things like that. Full sun, part shade. So, not full shade. It's not a forest tree under the forest tree. And then zone 3 to 9. I don't have it in the picture here, but totally awesome fall color. Scarlet red, like really good reds. So a great, really pretty tree. If you got a wet spot, a spot where the ground just doesn't drain, start your garden right there with a black gum. That's another way to think about design. Start with the tree, think about the shrubs, get in the ground layer. So a single tree can be the beginning of a whole design. Love black gums. Eastern red cedar. So here's the evergreen. These guys are tough. 30 to 60 feet. Never seen a 60 footer. Dry to moist, well drained. Full sun, part shade. 2 to 9. Zone 2 to 9. You can grow that one. That's super hardy. They're not the prettiest evergreen, but they're super durable, and the birds are going to love it. They're going to hang out in there and go back and forth, and they'll eat the fruit. They eat the berries or the drupes, technically, and kind of dig it that way. So they're very useful in that respect, and very hardy. That's what I got for trees, though there are more. What about the shrubs? Red chokeberry, aronia. That's a good one. That's like a, sort of medium size, 6 to 10 feet. They can get big. Heavy clay, we got that around here. Some of you might have clay soils. It'll do okay, do fine. And wet. So they like wet. They like it wet. So you got some weird ditch or something like that, use these guys. Great fall color, as we can see. Lots of berries. So that's a season. That's a season, right? Full sun, part shade, zone 4 to 9. So you can grow these guys. That's one of your like medium-sized ones mixing in there.